You want more, Ion?
No, that's good. That was bad enough. That was plenty bad.
We have to get back to work. I've got Bert here.
Yeah.
Let's hear. Let's see his reaction to what I'm about to say. I'm going to say something. Yeah. Never mind. I'm going to say something. Carolyn said, "My God, you're powerful, Bob." No, she wasn't talking about her last time in bed. She was talking about me being on Jack's
the
show.
The last time in bed at the same time, right?
Yes, at the same time. That was about 18 years ago. It was a good one. So let's see if Jack's here. Is Jack where you see the word Jermaine? Ah, there's Jermaine down at the bottom there. So we'll bring in Jack. Okay, don't say anything yet, Jack. What's hilarious, we have to give our hats off to Jack. All my hats to Jack, because I get on that Instagram, which apparently is owned by Zuckerberg, according to my sources, and within 10 minutes, they started yelling at Jack, "Stop! Declaim! Desist! Resist! Stop!" And they stopped the recording. But and I had no clue this was going on. I did notice that Jack occasionally would look over to the side, rather concerned, off to the side, like Jermaine was doing something stupid or something. But I ignored that. I just kept plowing on. I said everything that I could say in 40 minutes. It made no goddamn sense if you were looking for continuity. But if you look at the remarks that Jermaine shrewdly photographed, as the thing was going, they're pretty amazing. People go, "Wow, this guy's the smartest man I ever seen." Because they saw me on video, right? And then others say, "Wow, I'd love to talk to this guy all day long." And other people say, "Where are the facts, man? Give me some facts." And they didn't perceive any facts. I think that's what they meant. Or they thought there was facts. They didn't punctuate it properly. Facts is all nothing but facts. And we got to throw in a few Ionic aphorisms, and the only conspiracy thing I happened to mention, I just in passing, I figured it was a heavy white audience there trying to be black, so I threw some bones. I said I was a good friend of Steve Coakley. I mentioned those obscure black guys I ever heard of, and then I said, oh yeah, then there was my friend, what's that Blue Moses guy? Malcolm X. I said, yeah, Malcolm X. Damn J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI, they offed him pretty good. That was my one nod to conspiracy, and there are many books written on that fucking shit, so it ain't a conspiracy, it's a fact, for fuck's sake. So anyways, either these are Generation X or fucking millennials, I don't know who these idiots are. She was a woman. She calls up Jack after to, I don't know, explain something, but she just went into her personal problems. Oh, her mother was dying, and she got coronavirus, or coronavirus, all this. I forgot what the hell she was complaining about. And Jack says, fuck you. It's my show. I'm not getting fucking paid, so I'll do what I want to do. So they had it out. Jack won. They didn't cancel him. But the lady said, well, we're going to have to put out a press release and apologize for whoever that fucker was. We shouldn't have had him on. Our network is fucking mud now. And so you can see why Kel said, you're one fucking powerful boy. You go on there, and within 10 minutes, he said, no, this is beyond human scale. Let's fucking do this. Let's shut this down. We don't know what he's talking about. He's claiming we're all going to die, but a few of us are going to live forever. It doesn't make fucking sense. Who's he working for? And all the time in the background, I could hear Jermaine laughing and giggling because she knew who Bob was. She's the only one there who knew. So Jack did a good job, and has there been any more follow-up, Jack? What's happened?
Well, I asked them, did they save the videos? And they were like, no, they had to delete everything. They deleted all the stuff they had on social media about the guests. But it's all good. I think it was good. I think, like, I probably could have cut it short, but I didn't want to cut you off. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to let you keep going. They were calling my phone saying, Jack, you have to cut this now. I'm getting a text message like, Jack, they're like, Jack, who is this guy? We're looking at his Instagram and you can't follow him. He has zero followers. Who is this guy? And I'm like, I said, well, fuck. That's the most powerful man in the world. And they're like, whatever, Jack, whatever. Like, you can't do that. He's saying he's a conspirator. We got to put a press release out because this will be connected to LeBron James' name.
LeBron is Mud. His name is Mud now. Because he allowed the guy who originally created Alex Jones, the original fucking whack job, showed up from 1984. Everybody was shocked that it could be that bad in the beginning.
Bob, the funny part is that the one girl involved in Uninterrupted's platform that was like telling me to do everything because she's works for them and they tell her to do something. But I wake up this morning and Uninterrupted is like liking all my photos. So it's like, it's so funny in the corporate system. They'll never say anything to me. They'll make the girl take the fall and like tell me it was wrong and bad and then they act like everything is okay. It's so fucking stupid.
So you're saying she's taking the fall or you don't know yet?
Yeah, I mean, she's telling me, she's like very, very sad. Like, oh, you should have told me that you was putting him on. Next time, let me know. Now, you know, this will be connected to LeBron. I'm like, shut up. Like, in my mind, I'm like, so stupid. It was fucking, you know what I mean? But
yeah. They don't even know I'm saving her fucking ass just by exhaling her fuck steak.
Yeah, when it comes through, they're going to be like, oh, shit.
You should have said that to Jack. This guy's saving your fucking ass just by exhaling. This is a real fucking God you're listening to. Don't you recognize godliness, for fuck's sake? Yeah. If that, do that next time she argues with you.
Well, it was all good, though, Bob. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love the fact that, you know, this youthful
group. Hey, wait, let me just say, Karen was on the air on her show the same time. And she said while she was talking to Jenny, she could hear this roar coming out of the floor above, constant floor roar for 40 minutes. Oh, you were going to say?
Yeah, when you look at the audience, I don't know these folks, but when I went to the NBA in Chicago, you know, there are all these
jive ass.
Yeah.
Jive ass and
these people, rebellious youth, you know, they do anything. They were strutting around. They were dressed up. They were, you know, they were rebellious.
Strutting their stuff.
And yet they can't take a 100-year-old guy coming on and saying a few words. What?
I mean, by accumulated wisdom. After 100 years, you might take their respect by wisdom. What
yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah.
Like, basically, you're all going to fucking die.
Bob.
Unless you call my bride. I can't say my bride in 50 years. You got to talk to my bride in 50 years. What, Jeff?
And then you said, yeah, because all the dead people are going to be working the job. So I'm like, oh.
That's right. I'm so happy that Trump opened the gates. All the dead people get the jobs. Anybody dies on the job, you know that they were alive. They weren't dead. The dead people can't die. They're already dead. It was great logic. Fantastic logic there. I heard that.
And then you said, yeah, so in 2 days, if I'm dead, just know the CIA that killed me. I'm like, what?
That's right. I didn't say that, Bert. I said, if I'm dead in 2 days, know that I didn't commit suicide.
It was hilarious. I was in my mind. I was like, "Oh my god!" It was good stuff, though. So I couldn't really be quiet because like you were spitting so shit. So it was like in my mind, I'm like, I know Uninterrupted is like, who the fuck is this guy? And then when they click on your name, they tend to find anything. It's zero followers. Zero, zero. They're like
a mystery man.
A mystery man.
Zero
followers. Bob,
you start
off
there saying, this is my mentor, folks. I've learned everything from this maniac.
And Bob, you started the show off saying, yeah, I go swimming every day, and everyone stares at me, and when I walk out the water, they bow to me. I'm like, oh, my God. Yo.
I thought I was talking to brothers like I used to do on Venice Beach on the boardwalk. I used to get the black guys and they'll stop and listen to me. They push white guys away, but they come up and they listen. So I figured that was my audience. I'm sure they liked it. The people who posted liked it.
You said you watch porn. You said you watch porn.
I watch porn. My neighbors are on porn, and my bride and I, we put our videos on.
That's what I said, but we actually put our videos on porn.
You said,
I got a little carried away there.
No, but then your point was that in 24 hours, you're all going to forget this ever happened.
You hear the greatest fucking 40 minutes you're ever going to hear. You will not remember it in 40 minutes, 24 hours. That's right. Yeah, I was discussing the effects and causes at the same time, how they merge, how the effects precede the causes, and how old-fashioned logic has causes precede effects. I laid it all out, the whole fucking history of metaphysics and knowledge, and then said, we're all disappearing into a post-human form. I didn't get to say that, but that's what I meant.
You said, hey, Bob, you gave a good definition of ascension on there. You said ascension is being good with where you're at and wanting more.
Being satisfied with where you are, happy where you are, and ready for more.
Yeah, that's good. That was fucking good right there.
And then we got a few good other aphorisms. If you never get it done, and well, it's the second part. You can't fail.
Hey, Bob,
What?
Bob, talk about Obama. You're like, hey, yeah, but Obama, we showed Obama our stuff. They didn't take it. That's why he didn't make it. And Trump, he got the stuff. Oh, my God. He's talking about Obama.
You actually met Donald Trump. Yes, I met him. You actually met Donald Trump? Yes, I did. You fucking me over. Did you really meet him? Yeah, I met him.
Well, Jack was egging you on right there. Bob, tell him.
Yeah.
You really met Donald Trump?
Say it again. Say it again. I'm sure these motherfuckers heard it. It's going to turn true.
Yeah,
I'd be like, oh, shit.
I said that Obama fucked up. We offered our staff free energy, global utopia, and he rejected it, him and Hillary. And I said, Don, I don't know why, but he liked it. Donnie Trump liked it, so we went with him.
You said, Bob, Donald Trump was stupid. He's pretty stupid. That's how he let us.
So, Bob, Ion must have told you this would be your first and last show.
He did.
So you had to get everything.
That's right. He implied that.
Yeah.
He even said that, I think Jack told me this off air, that Ion said Saturday night, LeBron's over, and the next morning they revealed he was an adulterer, right? On Sunday morning?
Yeah.
It was in the press.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's gone. So we deserve to do that to him on Monday. Ion called it on Saturday. The news came out in the tech party on Sunday, and then we wrapped it up. Put his network out to lunch. Or was it out to pasture?
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
And too bad that it never got recorded. The good stuff never gets recorded. Brent apparently, let's see what Brent says. He actually heard it, I think. Let's see what Brent, where's Brent? How do you spell Brent? He ain't there. Well, call in, Brent. We'll give you some air time. Yeah, we'll give him the call in. Alyssa dropped in and became my manager. We would say, where is it? Where can we hear this guy? She said, oh, he just go to Chief Radio, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, she was.
She was on the
case, man, explaining. So obviously, the Instagram people said, this is a fake. This guy's got a whole team of PR people who are flooding the board here, telling everybody where to go. Turn left to Greenland. No, I don't see Brent. Okay, so now let's see. What's Brent saying? Did he say something?
He raised his hand. He's there.
Hand, okay, let's see. Can't be, must be in the end. That weird. I never saw that before. Okay, Brent, tell Ion how I did, Brent.
You did great, Bob. You were, you seemed like you were almost drunk in a trance. You were going off. I opened it up on my Instagram, and my girlfriend was sitting next to me, and I said, you got to check this out. This is Bob. This is Dr. Dean's husband. This is going to be really interesting. And we sat there and listened to it for about a minute, and she goes, this guy's not really making much sense, is he? I said, no, he's making a lot of sense. Listen to him. So we sat there and she tried to listen to it, and she just couldn't hold any attention. Was just zoning out, and I was very entertained, and Jack did an excellent job too, kind of keeping you going. It was great.
Yeah,
kudos to both of you. It was awesome.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I think Jack moved up to number two. We're going to have to call Jack number two from now on. Did he had this ridiculous hat on, you know, with, what is that? Is that something you wear all the time, Jack?
Yeah, I like to wear something that stands out to be a conversation starter, and it's like Jermaine's hat, and I like the bucket hat. So it just adds some flavor to the live. You know, people are start commenting like, hey, where's the hat from? Hey, this guy looks ridiculous in the hat.
Or they'll say that. You look ridiculous in Jermaine's hat.
Yeah, and then a big soccer player came on. A big soccer player has like 9 million followers goes, hey, man, that fucking hat is sweet, man. It's amazing. I would rock that. I love that. And then, you know, I show them Jermaine. So it's just like, you know, that's the conversation starter. That's why I do shit like that. I wear glasses or something to, like, throw the people off for them to talk about it.
Yeah, there's Scott. Scott posted somewhere. Ah, shit, I missed it. All the old pros came on. Ah, fuck, is there a recording of this? They had to find out how fucking nuts Bob was. There's no record of it. They all missed it. Old CKL, Gary Johnson from CKLN, they said, is there a recording of this? You know, I haven't heard from him in a while, but he wanted to hear that. But the... did I make a point, Jack? Was there a general, I guess the point was I get all the energy and you don't, I guess is what, my point was, right? Not you, I meant the audience. Was there a point?
I don't know.
Well, maybe Ion. How'd I do, Ion, on the, non-physical meter? How'd I do at the non-physical level?
You lived up to every expectation we had for you, Bob.
Yeah, you gave me good pep talk on Saturday night or whatever it was. Remember you said you can't use the old stuff. Or did you tell it to me privately, Ion? I can't remember. But he told me I can't do the old stuff. No one will understand it. Just tell it what's going on. So I had no clue what's going on. So I just picked from the buffet of possibilities. I didn't want to rip on Ion.
Now he's decided he's invented transitive verbs. It's great.
Yeah, I invented transitive verbs. I forgot to say that. So what happened? They're non-physical work, Ion? Is that why Brent's friend was unable to focus? Was rubbing your non-physical?
Well, it's new, Bob. It's fresh. It's like the first time. It's like when the foreigners showed up on the motherland. It's like, who are these people and where did they come from and how does it work? Now, you've been introduced. See, this is why you didn't start up on the upper line, on the upper edge, on the upper echelon of all that is true and wonderful, you see. It's why there's not a lot of people there waiting on your arrival.
There's not a lot of people waiting on my arrival.
No,
why not? Because I'm not on the upper floor?
Right. But it's pretty sharp.
It's hard to stay with it if you get cut. Okay, well, Brent, okay, you told, what did you get from it, Brent? You know, your girlfriend fainted, that's understandable, but what did you get? You stayed with it.
Bob, it was still a lot for me to handle. When I got out of it, watching it with my girlfriend right there and taking in that environment of you being in a drunken trance, there was something going on with you on video. The way you were speaking was, just the way you were appearing on my screen on Instagram was strange. You were like jumping out of the screen compared to Jack. So I was just getting massaged by that. Your eyes were so your pupils were dilated. You looked like you were on cocaine.
No, you know how
your head was shaking a lot, like a bobblehead, Bob. You were like,
yeah, I was agreeing with myself. I was nodding at everything I said, right? But you know, digital cameras. Digital cameras can see orbs and auras. The videos show what you saw Ophanel, probably. You know, you saw what normal people can't see. Because the video camera, the digital camera saw right through everything, Brent. I mean, and I thought I was being rather sober and subdued. So I was trying not to violate and try to speak reasonably. So those fuckers out there would have seen, they would have seen this maniac. You know, I didn't know I was looking like a maniac, but they would have noticed that, right? Right, Brent? and Jack and Jermaine, they would have seen the maniac.
Yeah.
And some people liked that.
Yes.
You were getting a few comments that people were commenting that they liked your energy. It had nothing to do with what you were saying because they couldn't follow it, but they felt that you had that big dick energy and they liked it.
That's right. I was Kanye West. I was the Ed McMahon to Kanye West. I was Kanye West's
Kanye doesn't have a very large penis, though, Bob.
Oh, he doesn't? Well, that means he's not black. He's not really black, then.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with it, Bob.
At least I didn't say I killed Kennedy. That's when I go overboard right there.
Again. Yeah, you Jack Ruby. You Jack Ruby fucker. You didn't get it.
Yeah, I should have said that if Dr. Jolly West is ever seen in L.A. again, you'll be assured I'll wipe him out with my fucking MKG. Whatever those cars are called. Am I close? MKG? Is that your car?
Maybe you meant.
Anyways, it was quite a performance, I guess. Yes, we're proud of it. One time. So now Ben wants me to come on his Instagram. Does everybody have their own little podcast kind of thing?
Everybody can if they want.
Everybody can go live, so anybody could do what Jack did.
So I should do a repeat. We'll record it. We'll get an approximation of what I did with Jack.
Yeah,
we can do it.
Hey, would the Instagram, LeBron, somebody's got to email LeBron James. Hey, we found a guy. He's over here in this obscure little place in Florida. Go get him.